Welcome back. So we've covered all kinds of illnesses and syndromes and diseases that people have suffered after receiving one of these bioweapon injections from Pfizer or Moderna, the mRNA shots. So, of course, there's myocarditis and Guillain-Barré, massive blood clotting, autoimmune disorders of all types. Of course, as you would expect after the deployment of a bioweapon. Well, now today we add another one to the list. It goes by the name of postural orthostatic tachycardia syndrome, or POTS. POTS is a wide-ranging illness that does all sorts of things. The root cause of the disease is that the heart starts to beat far more quickly when you transition from lying down to standing up. So this problem can in turn impair vision, it hurts concentration, or causes nausea and vomiting and tremors. But most dangerous of all, it can mess with the regularity of a person's heartbeat, making them more vulnerable to all kinds of heart issues, including, you guessed it, dying suddenly. And according to a new study published in Nature, one of America's most significant scientific journals, the risk of developing POTS is far higher 90 days after getting an mRNA shot than 90 days before. Our good friend and internal medicine specialist, Dr. Anna Mihalcha, joins us now to discuss and share more about this. Dr. Anna, thank you so much for coming. We appreciate you being here.
Thank you so much, Stu, for having me.
Are you seeing patients with POTS post-injection?
Absolutely. Post-injection for sure, as well as with long COVID. So the issue with this syndrome is that there's a damage to the small fiber neurons, particularly of this autonomic nervous system that's in charge of your heart rate, your internal regulation of all of your organs. And the effects are truly debilitating because you can go from being a completely functional young person with a healthy lifestyle to all of a sudden, anytime that you stand up, your heart rate speeds up to a rate that you're feeling like, you know, you might have a heart attack on the spot. And it's associated with extreme fatigue. People are barely able to move around. It can be very, very severe. Sometimes there's blood pressure abnormalities. There's brain fog, cognitive issues, peripheral neuropathy as well, meaning numbness and tingling in the legs appears to be associated with that. So I think that this is definitely a syndrome that has skyrocketed in the last couple years, post-COVID and post-shots, absolutely.
Explain the difference, because semantics are important. Explain the difference between the bioweapon fake virus genetic sequence that they call COVID-19, SARS-CoV-2, and the shots. Why long COVID? What does that mean to you? What is long COVID?
So you know that I have a very different view than most mainstream freedom doctors because, you know, I was part of a group who actually looked at the contents of the vials and many of those didn't find any mRNA. So that means that there isn't a spike protein produced, but we did find extremely toxic heavy metals as well as nanotechnology in these hydrogel bases. And so what I'm seeing in live blood that I'm looking at are these structures that are clearly growing under the exposure of electromagnetic frequency, as well as rouleau formation, meaning clumping of the red blood cells. And what that means is they are not able to give off oxygen. Then that causes extreme acidity and microclotting as well. So this picture appears to be associated with these symptoms of POTS, chronic fatigue, brain fog, and overall a picture of accelerated aging. So this is really of concern, and you were alluding to myocarditis because I do think that we have a lot of very conflicting information regarding the myocarditis. Dr. William Mackis, he recently in his Substack put out some information. For example, there was an event in Washington State where they just did cardiac testing and 53% of those participants had markers of myocarditis, which opens up the question, is maybe the rate of myocarditis and the risk of sudden cardiac death going up after vaccination over time? There's other studies to say that 1 in 30 people may actually have myocardic risk. Now, that's completely different than what the government is telling us with a rate of 1 in 5,000. And if the risk is so high, we clearly are looking at a mortality risk that's pretty substantial. There was also another study of 777 healthcare workers. And again, there was a rate of about 1 in 35 had elevated troponins. Troponin is a marker that's usually elevated with heart attacks. So I think that this is a real crisis in regards to the autonomic dysfunction that is in charge charge of heart rhythm, as well as other control of internal organs, as well as the heart itself with the myocarditis issue.
How concerned are you about shedding?
I'm absolutely concerned about that, and you know about this. So I have been doing live blood analysis on the unvaccinated people, and now 100% of people are contaminated with these structures. Most of them have low formation and acidity, and the incidence of the same symptoms that you have asked me about, POTS, chronic fatigue, brain fog, is accelerating, and I see an absolute crisis, and I have been sounding the alarm that the unvaccinated are not safe. And in fact, I've been seeing increased rates of strokes, heart attack, deep vein thrombosis that are associated with these blood changes. And the treatment for hydrogel, which is, by the way, a polymer plastic that clots the blood, it's used in medicine to stop bleeding, for example. And if you inject it in people, it clogs up the arteries and it causes these long combustible metal including clots that Mike Adams has shown that there are. So I'm very concerned about this. And what I see now is that the shedding can no longer be differentiated also from environmental exposure. For example, geoengineering, the stuff is being sprayed on us. We're finding the same structures in rainwater that we find in human blood. And I'm right now in the process of working with a scientist, Clifford Carnicum, to actually chemically analyze exactly what are these ribbons and what are the electrochemical changes. Just real quick, Stu, I want to alert you. He did a study last year where he investigated unvaccinated blood of four individuals that did not have these ribbons, and he exposed it to a low-level electrical current, and immediately the blood changed into something that was unrecognizable, and these huge ribbons appeared. Somehow this electrical current makes the stuff grow and it causes clotting, and we know that it is so in the unvaccinated.
This is John. This proves you've been chipped with a nanomaterial antenna. You were given no informed consent of what was in those vials, did you? They didn't tell you what was in those vials, did they?
No.
They didn't say what were in it, right? We're outside the vaccine center here. That's a big needle man, isn't it? Right, I'll go further down the arm. It will not stick to any other part of the arm. Just relax your arm. Relax your arm down. That's it. I'll show that there, right? There you go. It's medical battery. When did you have the jabs and what were they?
I had the first two.
Last year?
Yeah, and then I had the booster last November.
Last November, yeah. Don't get any more, mate, because we've got all the irrefutable evidence that it's poison.
Right.
And it's harming people, so please don't do it, mate. You don't need them. Just boost your immune system. That's all you have to do.
Right.
Boost your immune system and do it that way.
I have seen the tribulation, probably more than any man alive today. Now you may think that that's a very bold statement, but then you have not seen what I have seen. Unspeakable, unbelievable horror is coming. Now you know. Why I seem so sad most of the time. Because a lot of people are going to get hurt. Day by day now, you can see the birth pains unfolding right before our very eyes. Toxic spills everywhere, releasing toxic substances such as dioxin. We're a mere 1/37th of a thousandth of a gram can kill a person. And how many tons were released into the atmosphere in Ohio? How many states were affected by this toxic plume? And they set this on fire, spreading it all over the East Coast. And now animals and pets are dying. The soil is contaminated. And how many years will it be before you can grow a garden or crops in that part of the country now? The soil, the land is poisoned. Animals are poisoned. The air is poisoned. Water is poisoned. And the people, they're poisoned as well. And now we have had toxic spills, chemical spills in Michigan, Texas, Tennessee, Florida, and several other states. And it seems that it's happening all over America now. And I believe it was up in Illinois. They railroad detectives found a pipe bomb wired to a track up in Illinois. Someone is doing this on purpose. And it seems that they were not happy with poisoning our food, our medications, and the air. Now they have speeded up the process with even more deadly pathogens being released all around the country. Calamities are almost an hourly occurrence. Our economy is teetering on collapse. Economic collapse is coming. And everything collapses, even gold and silver collapses. War, everyone is preparing for war. And war will come. Soon, very soon, riots, many killings, many homeless, and many homes and businesses will burn. Earthquakes everywhere, even several major earthquakes in America. Death and destruction will be a worldwide theme. But the whole earth will seem to go mad. We have not seen anything yet. This is still just the beginning. These calamities will increase just like birth pains and will come faster and harder and closer together and get stronger and stronger right up till the rapture. Then, after that, all hell breaks loose and then you will see hell on earth. And there is a short video clip at the end of this video, and this is very, very close to what I was shown that's coming to America. And not in 10 or 20 years, but very, very soon. Look around. Can you not see it? You hear it on the news every day. You watch it on the news. And you see it on your TV set every single day now. Can you not see this is prophecy unfolding right before us, right now? There is a group of very wealthy and powerful people who can buy anything. But what they are buying now is power, influence, authority to cull the herd, to kill 90% of the people on the earth. And this is starting in America. Their goal is to collapse the economy, to bring chaos and famine, to bring people under their rule and authority. Out of chaos comes order, so they say. They want to bring war to America. They want to poison the people, the land, our crops, our medications, water, our air, to destroy America. So let me ask you, how are they doing? But God has a remnant that he will save from destruction. And are you part of that remnant that Jesus will save from destruction? As the faithful few will be raptured straight out of here, straight to heaven, and we will leave all this chaos far behind us. But for the vast majority left behind, and many of these will be Christians who thought they were rapture ready, but found out only too late they were not. They believed the lies of the apostate church and the apostate preachers, wolves in sheep's clothing, lying and preaching a gospel of demons, and preaching from fake Bibles that are not even the Word of God. Heaven is only for the pure, the forgiven, who are found without spot or wrinkle. So you need to inspect your garments in this very late hour and see if you have a spot or a wrinkle. If so, now, right now, is the time to wash your garments clean, white as snow, without spot or wrinkle. God will not give your sin a nod and say, welcome home. 1 Corinthians 6, 9 and 10. Know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Be not deceived, neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, nor abusers of themselves with mankind, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners shall inherit the kingdom of God. If you are born again, and if you are washed in the blood of Jesus, you are not your own, and this place is not your home. God bless you, and God keep you and yours in his loving arms, just like he held me. And today, there is no safer place to be, except in the arms of Jesus.
Ever had the feeling that someone or something is watching you? Well, next time, remember to whip out your cell phone and start recording. In this clip, uploaded to TikTok by Old Fogey John, we see someone walking along a dirt path at nighttime. Take a look at what they captured on camera. By the far tree on the right side of the path, there appears to be some sort of creature lurking in the darkness. It's hunched over and looks as though it has long arms. Its posture seems similar to that of an ape. Unfortunately, the clip ends there and we're unable to get a better look at the mysterious beast. So what do you think this could be? Some sort of cryptid perhaps? Or is it just a very convincing case of pareidolia? Let me know your take on this in the comments down below.
Roy Barreras is the president of the Senate in Colombia. It's the whole world. It's every continent and country. It's especially movies and media, television, music, but it's also politics. President of the Senate. Roy is doing the Uttara Bodhi Mudra. Or, if you haven't seen a few more of these videos, he's just resting his hands, right? That could be what's happening, but I think that he's just like, you know, most people in this world. They're popular to some extent, they're in the media, in this case they're in politics. Use your discretion and discernment in all things, everyone. God bless you.
You've been located by the Holy Spirit. Yes. Come. What would you like Jesus to do for you, Abby?
I'd like Jesus to reveal himself to people in my family. I had an operation before Christmas on my feet. And I just want to receive more of what God has for me.
Let's pray for you, shall we? God knows what he's doing. Okay, that's the power of God coming on you, Abby. Just close your eyes, I can't help you. It's the power of God coming on you, Abby. Just hold it by the elbows. It's the power of God coming on you, Abby. In Jesus' mighty name, Abby. It's the power of God going through your mind, through your head. What does that feel like?
Yeah, I could feel it.
It's the Lord ministering to your mind. It's the Lord sanctifying your temple unto him, to his glory. And what's wrong with your friend?
She's been having chronic sinusitis.
So, a sinus problem, is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah, just constant and...
That's your sinuses being healed. I love it when they say their things, you know. It's power of God going through your sinuses. Power of God going through your sinuses. What's her name?
Kylie.
Kylie, that's power of God. In the name of Jesus Christ, be loosed. There you go. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. You want to help her up, Michael?
Sorry, my nose is fresh. I can't think of the word. It feels fresh. Cleared. Sorry, I'm a nurse.
Her back needs healing as well.
I don't even have a sore back now.
I guess you were wrong.
I don't. It's incredible.
She had a terrible back before. She's had, you've had to have MRI.
Yeah, like my disc is completely disintegrated. I've got.
So you fell on a hard floor and you get up and you're healed.
Yeah. Oh, it's amazing. Yeah. Sorry, I'm so embarrassed. thank you.
So there's sort of a dynamic going on here. If Abby can hold it for a moment. There's a dynamic. Holy Spirit's locating people, but because of Abby's faith for her friend, your name?
Kylie.
Something happened in the spiritual realm which changed the agenda. That's why Kylie got healed, because something happened in the spiritual realm. All right. Praise God. What do you think about that, Kylie?
It's very precious.
She's been dealing with this for years and years.
Oh, gosh.
We should just give Kylie her own microphone. What do you reckon, Kylie? Abby? What's your name?
My name is Mary.
Mary. What do you want Jesus to do for you, Mary?
Strengthen my belief in him. Yeah. Give me more power to help those who are in need.
So we're just going to pray for something else, all right? That'll probably be the same thing. Just turn a little bit this to me. To me, there you go. That's it. That's the power of God going through your mind, okay? So very important to... Often when I look at people, they've got problems with their mind. Very important to be in the Word of God, because the Word of God will medicate your mind. But if you're watching, what you watch, what you listen to can destroy your mind, can contaminate your mind, can confuse your mind, can bring intrusive thoughts, can do all sorts of things, can cause depression, mental illness, all sorts of stuff. Okay? So be careful, everyone, you know. What you watch, what you listen to, okay? And if you listen to people, that can be almost as bad. Does that make sense? People whinging, complaining, you know, swearing, you know, it's as bad as watching a horror movie, some people. Amen. May your mind be blessed. Praise God.
Take me to your...